Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's chat to Jan Vermeulen. Jan, a very, very good morning to you. Glad to see that we're not the only people still in Joburg. I was starting to feel a bit uncomfortable. So glad you're still around. And don't tell me you're speaking to me from Margate or something, hey?
That would be lovely. Good morning. No, but I'm speaking to you from a fishbowl in our office.
Oh gosh, I can hear the fishbowl, but that's all right.
Yeah, no, we're all here. We're all still here, hard at work to make sure that we get accurate information out to people.
Great. Let's talk about this announcement. First of all, practically, what does this mean? Before we even get on to the concerns.
Yeah, sure. So there's a lot we don't know, but what we do know is there's actually two sets of deals happening here. So firstly, Netflix is buying the whole of Warner Brothers Discovery, but Warner Brothers Discovery is also splitting and into separate listings. And so you've got sort of the regular linear TV division, and you've got the streaming division. Very broadly speaking, there's also the Warner Brothers Studios and all that stuff, that's an entirely separate conversation. But the bottom line is that there seems to be scope for a player like DStv to keep its agreement with Warner Brothers for its channels. But Netflix has said in pretty much so many words that HBO's content, so what people might not know is HBO is owned by Warner Brothers. HBO owns things like The Sopranos and Game of Thrones, Band of Brothers, that sort of stuff. And they've been a longtime partner of DStv's. And that content is going to Netflix. Netflix has said that in so many words, that they're going to essentially integrate HBO's content into a Netflix subscription. And that does not bode well for Showmax or DStv On Demand. But I mean, the fact is that this is far from finalized. This deal, it's just a firm agreement at this moment. It still has to pass all the regulatory hurdles to be finalized and all that stuff. You know, on the surface, based on what we know already, if this deal goes through, it would be quite disruptive to the pay TV space in South Africa.
So what does it mean, and why would it be disruptive here? What does that mean?
It's because DStv, now owned by Canal Plus, would lose a bunch of its most attractive international content, and so it would either have to find a different studio to partner with to get that kind of content, or it would somehow have to offer more money to get that content, which is very impractical at this stage of the game. Likely what we're looking at is HBO's on-demand content leaving DStv in a few months' time if this deal goes through, and then they're going to have to make a difference. And it's not just HBO; there's Discovery as well. Plus, on top of that, what we'll see is a very strong Netflix competing against DStv in the entertainment space. So DStv will still own sports in South Africa, but in terms of international entertainment, Netflix will very quickly become a powerhouse, only really rivaled by Disney. And then essentially what DStv and MultiChoice will be able to offer is local content and some international content that it gets through its other partnerships, right? So the Comcast and the Paramount and the Skies and so on. So it's not like it's losing all of its international content, but Warner Brothers owns a lot, from Harry Potter all the way through to the DC Universe, you know, the Superman movies, Supergirl, all that stuff coming up. So it would be a huge loss to DStv.
DStv is already in on very, very, I think, shaky ground. And I follow you guys, I think, cover this brilliantly because it you give a very, very good perspective in general, not just right now, on DStv and what's happening there. It seems to me that unless they do something quite unique, dramatic, and compelling, I really don't. I wonder what kind of future they have in South Africa. What do you think?
Yeah, it's exactly that. And they were already swinging for the fences with Showmax, so they were really banking on Showmax becoming the African streaming service provider of choice. But if they start bleeding content to their former partners who are looking to launch separately and through acquisitions and who knows what else, that it really weakens the value proposition of something like Showmax. And so, you know, they're still very strong on the local content side, but local content alone isn't really good enough anymore. And they know that, and Netflix knows that. That's why Netflix Netflix does local content everywhere, with the hope of landing a unique show that resonates worldwide. So Squid Game is an example of an international show that is in a foreign language, but that was a global phenomenon, right? And so that seems to be the new world of video entertainment and broadcasting that we're going into, is a true hyperlocal multinational type setup. And I wonder if MultiChoice's decision, it wasn't purely ideologically driven, it was also commercially driven. But they made a decision to fixate on Africa specifically, and I wonder if that's not going to make it incredibly difficult for them and Canal Plus. So Canal Plus has a foothold in Europe, so now we've got Europe and some of Europe and most of Africa handled by these two companies, right? But like, they are heavily dependent on partners for North American content, and they are dependent on partners for Asian content. And if you're not taking those kinds of production risks that Netflix takes, and get those global hits, I wonder if you're going to survive long term. I tend to agree with you. And here's another example of something that Netflix can do because it's such a globally spread company now. There's a live action, one of the probably the only live action anime at the moment that people have liked. It's a show called One Piece, and it's based on a beloved Japanese graphic novel, manga, and anime franchise, and it's shot in South Africa. So Netflix has a foothold in South Africa, right? So they know they can go to Cape Town Studios, which is owned by E Media. Right, and they know that they've got ships and stuff there that was used by the Black Sails team, and so they can film there for One Piece's, because One Piece is a pirate adventure show. So they know that they can film there for the ships and the beaches and stuff. Cape Town is lovely for that. Plus, it's cost effective because South Africa is cheap relative to the rest of the world.
Sure.
But they have a production team in Japan that looks after the story and the characters to make sure that the show is true to what the existing fan base love about it. Then they've got an American team that handles other aspects of the show. They've got a South African team. They do casting all over the world. So they've got people from South America, North America, Europe, a lot of actors from South Africa that are getting great starts in their careers or reinvigorated careers as a result of this show. Obviously, actors from Japan, Asia, like around India, all over the show. The cast, it's a character heavy show, and so they're able to deliver on something epic, there's really no other way to put it, like that, that is incredibly hard to compete with.
So interesting. So how do you think this is going to play out for, well, first of all, internationally as well as for South African audiences?
Right. So I think at least in the medium term, what's eventually going to happen is SuperSport is going to get spun out into a separate set of packages as people cancel. There's a threshold beyond which Canal Plus is going to go, okay, we will get more people back on a standalone SuperSport subscription than we will lose to downgrades. And so they will spin out SuperSport or sport in general into like a separate standalone subscription. But it's not going to be cheap. So people don't get too happy about this, because sport is probably the most valuable thing that DStv offers right now. But it'll get spun out. It might be a little cheaper than a DStv premium subscription is now. And so that will happen. And then the rest is about the execution of its strategy. And it's way too early to see that. But Canal Plus has said that it has a strategy of doing local content all over the African continent, in Europe, partnering internationally to bring in international content. If those shows and movies that it makes is strong enough, because we're in a battle of the exclusives now, where if you are Disney, you have Marvel and Disney as your sort of anchor franchise owners, right? And Lucasfilm with Star Wars. Right. So you've got just like these massive anchors that tether people to your streaming service, right? So Netflix will have its own stuff. Like Stranger Things is huge right now with its final season, and then HBO and Warner Brothers in there as well. And you've got Paramount Skydance with its stuff. And so you have these massive multinational companies and that are vying for subscribers by essentially appealing to them through what they can offer them uniquely. And so if Canal Plus and MultiChoice can put stuff in front of people, market it well, and it's interesting, not just in South Africa, but globally, they stand a chance.
Absolutely incredible. That's where we leave it. Jan Vermeulen, thank you as always. Editor at MyBroadband, talking to us about this deal, this Netflix deal, the Netflix deal to buy Warner Brothers, and the impact that it'll have not only globally, but here in South Africa as well.